Brother and sister, please turn to Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们
New Testament.
打开我们的圣经，在新约。
Colossians.
哥罗西。哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
If therefore ye have been raised with Christ, seek the things which are above, where the Christ is, sitting at right hand of God.
第一节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Have your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Let's turn to Isaiah 40, chapter 40.
让我们翻开以赛亚书第四十章。
Let's read the verse 1.
第一节。
Comfort ye, my people, saith your God.
你们的神说，你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。
Verse 9.
第九节。
O Zion that bringeth glad tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth glad tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God.
报好信息给西安的，你要登高山。报好信息给耶路撒冷的，你要扬声，极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的城邑说，看了你们的神。
The last phrase, the three words, Behold your God.
最后一点，看了你们的神。
This is our theme of message.
这是我们今天的信息的题目。
And please turn to verse 27.
让我们打开，看到第27节。
Why sayest thou, Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hidden from Jehovah, and my right is passed away from my God?
雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏了？以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不察问？
Dost thou not know, hast thou not heard, that everlasting God, Jehovah,The creator of the ends of the earth fainteth not, nor tireth. There is no searching of his understanding.
你且不知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地基的主，并不疲乏，并不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
He gives power to the faint, and to him that hath no might, he increaseth strength.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
Even the youth shall faint and shall tire, and the young man shall stumble and fall.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
But they that wait upon Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not tire. They shall walk not faint.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头有一点祷告。
Father, you are merciful.
父啊，你是怜悯的神。
And you are gracious.
你是有恩典的。
And today, this morning, that your mercy is new.
今天早上，你的恩典是新的。
We pray that you will use this vessel to speak your word in our heart.
我们祷告，求你使用这卑贱的器皿来传你的话语。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to share with you from Isaiah chapter 40.
我要跟大家一起来分享以赛亚书第四十章。
This is the second session of Isaiah.
这是以赛亚书的第二部分。
Isaiah chapter 1 through 39 is one section.
以赛亚书从第一章到第三十九章是一段。
And from 40 to the end of chapter 66 is another section.
那么从四十章到最后六十六章是第二段。
The themes are very different between these two sections.
这两段完全是不一样的主题。
So someone say maybe second section written by other people.
也有人说第二段是为别人写的。
Written by other people.
第二段，所以说有人会以为是第二段是别人写的。
But they are still written by Isaiah.
但是实际上还是由以赛亚写的。
Because the theme of last session.Is for comfort.
因为最后一段的这个主题实际上是关于到安慰。
It's about hope.
是关于我们的那个盼望。
The first session, chapter 1 through 39, is about judgment.
第一到第三十九章，就第一段的话，它是关于审判。
And second section, starting from chapter 40, is about hope in the Lord.
那么第二段从第四十章开始是关于对神的一个盼望。
So it starts with the comfort it, my people, saith the Lord.
你看一开始他就说你要安慰我的神，安慰我的百姓。
We know that many brothers and sisters suffer today.
我们都知道今天弟兄姊妹有很多的难处。
Some have been looking for a job for a long while.
有的人在寻找工作已经很长时间。
Someone has been ill for a long time.
有的人生病也很长了时间。
Someone have need for their children.
有人呢，他的孩子有很多的需要。
As the children grow up, the needs are different.
因为小孩子长大，他们在这个过程中的需要是不一样的。
Parents scramble to try to find help for them.
对父母亲来说，实在是需要知道怎么样来帮助他们。
And some people need the Lord to open a way, a door for them.
那有的人需要神来开启他们前面的道路。
Some people suffer because of the church.
有的人那个在教会里经历一些难处
，and they want to see how God can maintain His testimony among the church.
那他实在是需要神让他看见他怎么样在教会里边能够继续为神做见证。
And I hope from today's message that God will bring comfort and hope in us.
那么我们希望通过今天的信息，能够从神那儿能够得到安慰和鼓励。
And from this chapter 40.God's way to answer a problem is this.
那么在这一章中，神回答我们的需要，我们的问题，那么是这样的。
It is the last three words in verse 9.
也就是第九节的最后几个字。
Behold your God.
看了你们的神。
Behold your God.
看了你们的神。
Because when we are in trouble.
因为当我们在遇到难处的时候，
Because when we are in difficulties,
当我们在很多的困难中
even though we have God in our heart,
尽管我们知道神在我们心中
but we feel like we cannot see Him.
我们感觉到好像我们看不见他
We feel like there's a dark cloud covered the sky.
好像一个黑压压的乌云把这个天已经遮蔽了
So we don't see His face.
我们看不见他的面目
We cannot hear Him.
我们再听不见他的声音
So that's why God wants to know thatIn order to get comfort and help, we need to behold our God.
这就是为什么神当要安慰我们的时候，他要告诉我们说：“看了你们的神。”
And I'd like to share from this message.
那我要在这个今天的信息中要告诉大家。
How God comforts His children.
神是怎么样安慰他的百姓的
？No matter what circumstances we're under.
不管我们所经历的是什么
，God can provide us help.
神都可以帮助我们。
And God is our hope.
神是我们唯一的希望。
And before here is laid out, before we can see our God, God said we have to hear four voices.
那么在这章中，我们要看到有四个地方讲到四个声音。
First voice is in the verse 2.
那第一个声音我们是在第二节看到的。
It says, speak to the heart of Jerusalem and cry unto her that her time of suffering is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned.For she has received from Jehovah's hand double for all her sins.
第二节要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽是被赦免了，他为自己一切的罪，从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
First voice God lets us to hear is a voice of reconciliation.
那第一个声音就是要我们和神和好的声音。
Many bosses suffer because they still think God is mad at them.
那有的人，有的弟兄姊妹常常感觉到他们为什么要遭受这样的苦难，是因为神还在对他们不满意、愤怒。
They still think that God remembers what they've done in the past.
他们还以为说神一直在记着他们过去所犯的罪。
God said, I have forgiven you.
神说我已经赦免了你。
But we cannot forget, so we thought God is still mad at us.
但是我们好像常常还以为神仍然在记我们的恨。
When I was in Taiwan once, that I met a brother.
在台湾的时候，我碰见一个弟兄。
And he suffered depression.
他受那个忧郁症。
Because he thought that God always go after him, try to punish him.
他一直以为神一直是要追随他，一直要处罚他。
Even though he is a child of God.
即使他觉得他自己是神的儿女。
He still thinks that God is looking at him and mad at him.
他仍然还以为神一直在追随他，要对他还要发怒。
But here, hear the word of God.
这儿他告诉我们，让我们来看看神的话。
It says, her iniquity is pardoned.
他的罪孽赦免了。
He has received from the Lord double for her sins.
他已经为自己的罪受了神加倍的惩罚。
Lord Jesus has already received everything for us, more than double.
因为耶稣已经为我们受了这个罪，他所受的罪已经是比加倍还要加倍。
And he says here, at peace.
现在他告诉我们说，我们应该有一个平安的心。
There is a wrong doctrine right now in the church.
在今天的教会中常常会传一个错误的信息。
I don't know, have you heard of it? It's called a total healing.
有个信息叫做完全的医治。
They talk about not only we need to confess our sins, every single sins in the past.
这个信息说你不光是要忏悔你所有的一个罪过去的。
But we need to confess the sin of our parents.
而且要为我们父母亲的罪来忏悔。
We need to confess the sin of our grandparents.
要为我们祖父祖母的罪来忏悔。
And we need to confess the sin of grandparents.
要为我们祖先的一代一代以上的那个罪来忏悔。
Because they, according to the Bible, says that God will visit our iniquity from generation to generation to the third or fourth generation.
他们以为圣经说神会一直要查看我们的罪恶，直到一代又一代又一代的下。
They tell us, you see, the prophets when they pray, confess, they confess their forefathers, sins of their forefathers committed.
所以他要求人要忏悔自己的罪，要忏悔自己祖先祖代的罪。
Don't you see? Can you see? How wrong this doctrine is?
你们看到没有这个教导有什么错误？
It's very subtle.
非常小一点的错误，很难看清楚的错误。
Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians.
那个圣经在哥林多后书告诉我们。
5:17-19.
五章第十九节。
17-19.
第十七到十九节。
It says, if anyone is in Christ,
若有人在基督里
He is a new creation.
他就是新造的
All things have passed away.
旧事已过
All things become new.
都变成新的了
This is God's word.
这是神的话
God forgive all our sins.
神已经完全赦免了我们一切的罪
And he chose to forget our sins.
他选择完全赦免我们的罪
So in the verse 19, he says,
第十九节这么说,
In Christ, God is reconciling the world to himself.
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。
Not counting their iniquities, trespasses against them.
不将他们的过犯降在他们身上。
And entrusting to us the message of reconciliation.
并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
If we can think of how God has done for us through His salvation,
让我们一起来想想神在救恩救赎中已经跟我们做了有多大的事
We should gain strength.
那我们就会得到力量
We can praise Him.
我们就该赞美我们的主
No matter what circumstances you are in.
不管我们经历的是什么
I remember that one day I got laid off from the work.
我记得有一天我被那个解雇了。
And that day I drove on the way home.
在开车回家的路上。
I tell the Lord this.
我告诉神这样说。
Every morning I will praise you.
每一天早上我都要感谢你。
No matter what happened to me.
不管我发对我发生了什么事。
Because you love me too much.
因为你太爱我了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
think of how Paul and Silas, they're in prison.
想想当保罗和希拉在监狱里的时候
they praised God.
他们赞美神
they sing praises to the Lord.
他们把赞美的歌献给我们的主
Have you ever wondered what kind of song they sing?
你们有没有想过他们在监狱里边唱的是什么歌？
What did they sing about?
他们在唱什么呢?
Have you ever wondered?
你们想过没有?
They are in a dungeon.
他们是在牢狱, 牢房。
There's no lights, no carpets.
没有地毯, 也没有光线。
There's cold cement or a stone,
非常,
or mud.
非常冰冷的石头和泥浆在一起。
But in the night, they praise the Lord.
但是在那样一个夜晚, 他们赞美我们的主。
And we know that what happened.
我们都知道什么事情发生了。
The foundation shake.
这个地基开始震动。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
The first voice God led us to hear.
那第一个我们要听的声音就是。
The voice of reconciliation.
就是和好的声音。
Let's remember it.
让我们记住。
Every day.
每一天。
In the morning.
早上。
The first thing we want to do is to praise him because his salvation.
第一件事情早上我们要赞美我们要做的就是赞美我们的神因着他的救赎
God sent his only son
神把他唯一的儿子赐下
to die for us
为我们而死
and this is our power our comfort and hope
这就是我们的盼望我们的能力所在
think of your problem later
再把我们的问题先放在一边
Just praise him for he was what he has done for us.
先赞美我们的主为他为我们所做的。
And here says double.
这儿讲到说加倍的。
There's a two interpretations on the double.
这个加倍有两个解释。
If you go from Isaiah 61:7, then double means a double blessing they receive.
如果再讲到以赛亚，我们看到以赛亚。七章的时候我们看到那个所谓的加倍是指加倍的祝福
If you look at Jeremiah 16:18 then it is a double punishment from the God
那么如果我们看到耶利米书的话我们看到16:18 就是16章18节的话我们看到那个加倍是指加倍的处罚惩罚
Which one you choose?
你们愿意选哪一个
No matter what in New Testament, Lord Jesus take it all for us.
是在新约里边，神主耶稣已经为我们选择了。
So let's hear today, this morning.
那我们今天早上我们再来听听。
Voice of reconciliation.
和好的信息。
God is crying out loud.
神大声地对我们呼喊。
Comfort, comfort.
安慰，安慰。
And the second voice.
第二个声音。
It's from verse 3 and 5 through 5.
从第三节到第五节。
It said, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the deserts a highway for our God.
有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
Every valley shall be raised up,And every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crook shall be made straight, and the rough places a plain.
一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。
And the glory of Jehovah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken.
耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
This is a voice of repentance.
这是关于忏悔的声音。
Because the Lord is asking us to prepare a way so he can come to us, help us.
因为神说要为他预备他的道路来帮助我们。
So he says every valley shall be raised up.
所以他说一切山洼都要填平。
You know the repentance means, what do repentance means in the Bible?
那我们不知不知道在圣经里面悔改是什么意思。
In the Bible, there's two phrases captured it all.
在圣经里面有两个词把这个表达得非常清楚。
One is change.
一个是改变。
The other one is turn.
而另外一个是回转。
Turn to the Lord is primary meaning in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面当讲到悔改的时候主要的意思是指要回转来归向我们的主。
And the New Testament, primary meaning for repentance is change our mind, our heart.
在新约里面讲悔改的时候主要是讲我们要改变改变我们的心。
So he first he says, every valley shall be raised up.
所以在这儿讲到说每一个人都要站起来。
What do you mean by valid?
什么是山洼的意思?
It means a spiritual lows.
是讲到我们属灵的低点。
It's a discouraging times we're in.
我们感到沮丧的时候。
And when we're in that spiritual low, we need to think positive.
当我们想我们在我们的属灵的低潮的时候，我们要想到正面的事情。
We need to walk by faith, not by sight.
我们这个时候是需要信心来行我们前面的路，而不是由我们的眼睛。
When I remember that a couple of years ago, we have a very few youth, the brown, little brown sister in youth group.
我们想到几年前，我还记得一件事情，就是在我们这个青年人的这个团契里边，在那个小组里边只有几个人。
Sometimes there's so few that they ask me, "Do we still have service today?"
所以由于他们的人数是这样的少，有时候他们常常会说，我们今天还需要在一起有活动吗
？I say yes.
我说对的是
Because we have to walk by faith.
因为我们需要靠信心来行前面的路。
Sometimes we have meeting and the people come here is so small that we get discouraged.
常常有时候我们看到我们今天聚会的人数是那样的少我们常常会感到失败挫折。
In the prayer meeting, we have very few brothers and sisters show up to pray.
在祷告会的时候常常只有几个的弟兄或者姊妹在一起祷告。
But if we have a faith, take hold of the Lord.
如果我们有信心的话，我们会抓住我们的神。
Two or three gather together in my name, I'll be with you.
因为两三个人拒绝的奉主的名拒绝的时候，神就与我们同在。
God is 100% with us.
神是百分之百的与我们同在。
With the two and three brown sisters.
只要两三个在一起。
He's not just a ration himself to us. Ration 就是配给啊。Ration.
Rushing 啊，并不是他这跟我们一个好像一个
配给，
哦，一个那个好像是跟配一个份额，好像每个人该得多少那个配额。
It's 100%.
是百分之百的。
It's 100% with the 10,000 congregation. It's 100% with two or three congregations.
即使我们有一万的人，也是百分之百的跟我们同在。
Some of the sisters they feel like a lot of the ministry they cannot participate.
有时候我们的。姊妹感觉到很多的那个服事她不能够参加。
They feel disappointed.
他们反正很失望。
They are more gifted than brothers.
他们常常比弟兄更有恩典，更有恩赐。
So they feel disappointed.
所以他们感到自己很失望。
Discouraged.
他们很失望。
Let me ask you this question.
那我们来问大家个问题。
Let's do some, solve some math.
那我们来解决一个数学上的问题。
Let's say that the brother has all, so he got the infinite, infinity. The Lord Jesus is infinite, so they got infinity.
我们想象，我们的主，我们都知道我们的主是无限的。那我们弟兄得到我们主一切的，所以他是无限。弟兄得到无限的东西，无限的祝福。
Now sisters can only divide it by two. They only get half of it.
那姊妹只能得一半，那么。一半的
So infinity divided by two, so you only get half of it.
所以姊妹们呢也只能得一半。那么如果无限大的东西，你把它分成两半。
So you said, no, 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 I just get half. He got all. It's not fair.
也许你会说，哦，弟兄们能得到全部的，而我只得了一半，好像不公平。
So what is infinity divided by two?
你们知不知道无限除以二是多少
？Let me ask these young people.
年轻的。年轻的人知不知道
？Who is a math major?
谁是
？Infinity divided by two. Yeah, still equal to infinity. Thank Lord.
还是无限大。
Let me ask you this.
让我问问大家。
Lord Jesus said, All through your life, you're going to only take care of one brother or one sister, little brother, little sister. All through your life, you're going to take only one in the whole world.
就是假如想一个问题，如果三天晚上， right?
If the Lord asks us to serve only one brother or sister in our whole life.
Okay. 假如神问我们说，在我们的一生中，我们只能服侍一个弟兄或者一个姊妹。
That means infinity divided by 5 billion, right? We have 5 billion people.
我想想有五百万的人，如果被
5亿的人，那么除以那个无限大。 So it's not fair. I only get to serve this little brother and sister. I mean, this no value to me. I mean, it was, you know, you look down to me, you know. Do we think that way?
那我们会不会想说，我只能服侍一个小的，可能是个很小的一个弟兄或者姊妹，好像是不太公平。
You know, infinity divided by 5 billion. What is the result of that division?
你想没想过，无限大再除以五十亿是多大？是多少？还有多少？
Jason, infinity, still infinity.
还是无限大。
You see, some brothers and sisters are called to serve only one brother and one sister. Do you remember that Queen of Dark Chamber?
那我们都知道，有的弟兄姊妹会服侍只是一个弟兄或者一个姊妹。大家记不记得有一个弟兄叫 Chamber？
一个姊妹叫 Chamber。暗示之后一个姊妹。 A sister Chai.
这个就是蔡姊妹，蔡淑娟姊妹。
And there's another sister. She used to be dean of some theology seminary. And she was called to serve this sister in bed for half of century.
那有一个神学院的一个教导主任，那么她被呼召来服侍一个姊妹，在黑暗里边的。
So she reward for her is the same as those because she got Lord Jesus 100%.
但是她所得到的从神来的报那个奖赏的话是 100%的。
So, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
when you are in the valley,
当我们在低谷的时候,
when you have to spend 9 years, 10 years in a nursery room,
当我们只能花九年甚至十年以上的时间，只能待在那个育婴室的时候,
you come to church, you don't get to hear messages, you don't get to have a fellowship with brothers and sisters because you have children to take care of.
每次你来到教会的时候，你不能在信息堂里边听信息，而只能在那个婴孩的房间来照顾那些小孩子。If
you serve them, serve your children with the Lord, then you have infinite value.
如果你是为着神来服侍那些年轻幼小的孩子，那你所得到的报那个奖赏是无限的。My
wife stayed in the nursery for 9 years.
我的妻子在婴儿时待了九年。
Sometimes she asks, why do I have to come to church?
有时候她问自己说, 为什么我还要到教会啊?
Because whenever I come, I stay in the nursery.
你不管我什么时候来, 我都只是待在那个小婴孩的房间。
I don't get to listen to messages.
我不能听信息。
I don't have fellowship with brother and sister.
我不能和弟兄姊妹一起来分享。
Who's going to come down and visit the nursery and have fellowship with brother and sister stay in the nursery?
谁会跑到那个婴儿房间和我一起来分享?
Brother and sisters, when to see the Lord, if you're in the valley, you should be raised up. You think positive.
当我们在低谷的时候，如果我们看见我们的神，我们就会被升高，就会看到那些鼓励的东西。
Every mountain and hill,
每一个山岗大小山岗 都要削平。
It's talk about our pride, the arrogance in our heart.
在讲到三纲的时候，实在是讲到我们的骄傲，我们的无知。
Thinking ourselves above other brothers and sisters.
就是我们想以为我们自己比别的弟兄姊妹都更高。
Thinking about somehow we outgrow the church.
好像我们都比教会，整个教会更有长进。
Nobody can meet my needs here.
在这儿再也没有人能够供应我的需要。
I want to change to somewhere else.
我要到别的地方去。
Somehow the church cannot provide for my need, for my spiritual need.
因为这个教会都已经不能够再满足我属灵上的需要。We
have this spiritual arrogance in our heart.
我们常常在我们的心里有一种属灵的无知。
God said you have to be brought low.
神说要把一切都削平。
the crooked places,
这些高高低低的地方
must be made straight,
变为平坦。
The crooked means that our dishonesty,
在这高高低低常常是隐喻我们的那个不忠心的东西。
Cheating on the exams,
我们欺骗，比如说在
cheating on the taxes,
欺骗我们
tax.
就是在考试的时候
搞 tax, income tax,
我们的那个报税的时候想漏报
taking advantage of other people,
或者占别人的便宜
we need to repent,
我们需要为这个来悔改
and it says that the rough places shall be made smooth,
崎崎岖岖的道路必成为平原
the rough places talk about the drawbacks in our character,
那么这崎崎岖岖实在是讲到我们的性格的缺陷
temper tantrum
我们比如说爱发脾气
critical
爱批评
over sensitive to others advices or criticism
对别人的批评就是那样的敏感
all these are drawbacks prevent us from receiving God's help
这些都是我们性格上的缺陷使我们得不到神的恩典
sometimes God wants to help us
So, 有时候神要帮助我们
But these drawbacks in our character prevent us from receiving help
但是我们这样性格上的缺陷常常使我们得不到这样的
We need to change
我们需要改变
Everybody here need to change
这里每一个人都需要改变
I see so many adults stay as a very immature
我发现到很多的成年人也没有那么成熟
They are spoiled when they are kids
因为他们的 年幼的时候就已经被惯坏了
They grow up at 40 and 50 still carry that immature mentality
以至于他们40岁50岁的时候还是有个不成熟的性格
And they will die immature
他们死的时候甚至都不一定成熟
Even though die at 80s, 90s, they're still immature
甚至在80岁90岁要过世的时候还是没有长大成熟
There's a suffering that's very hard to get out That is suffering caused by our personality and character
有一个就是我们的苦难由于我们性格上的软弱而带来的苦难常常是非常难以出来的
So God says second voice he wants us to hear is voice of repentance
所以第二个声音从神来的就是让我们要有一个悔改
And he promised us if we repent
所以他应许我们说如果我们悔改
In verse 5
第五节
The glory of Jehovah shall be revealed
耶和华的荣耀必然就显现
We're going to see help
我们来看看怎么样显现
And third voice that God wants us to hear
第三个声音神要我们听见的
is from verse 6 through 8
从第六节到第八节
It says a voice saith cry And he said What shall I cry? All flesh is grass And all the comeliness of beauty of itAs the flower of the field.
有人声说你喊叫吧有一个说我喊叫什么呢凡有血气的尽都如草它的美容都像野地的花
The grass withers, the flower fades, for the breath of Jehovah blows upon it. Surely the people is grass.
草必枯干花必凋残因为耶和华的气吹在其上百姓诚然是草
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God abides forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
The third voice that God wants to reassure us.
那第三个神要我们听见的声音，就是我们要有重新的信心。
That God assures us that what He promised to help us, He'll come to help us.
神要给我们一个重新的确据，让我们相信他要来帮助我们。
He wants us to stop seeking help from people.
他让我们停下来去寻求人的帮助。
In ancient Israel, they want to get help from neighbors.
在古时候，以色列这个国家常常从自己的邻居来寻求帮助。
They make treaties with the Israel, with the Egypt, or with the Assyria.
他们跟埃及、跟亚述帝国来签合约。
They seek help from superpowers of that time.
他们从那些超级大国来寻求帮助，在那个时候。
And that displeased God great deal.
这个实在是神非常失望的。
And God said here, all people is grass.
在这神告诉我们说，所有的人都如诚然是草。
In the morning grow up, at night was cut down.
在早上长成，在晚上就被割下来。
Brothers and sisters, many people come to church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多人到教会。
Want to seek help.
来寻求帮助。
Sometimes it's not that we do not like to help, but we cannot help.
尤其说，与其是说我们常在教会的人不是说不愿意帮助，更重要更多的时候是我们实在不能够帮助。
God wants us to seek His help.
神让我们来寻求他的帮助。
Seek Him.
寻求他自己。
God says, Only my word, the word of the Lord, abides forever.
神告诉我们说，只有他的话语必永远立定。
And the fourth voice that God wants us to hear is this.
第四个声音神让我们听的是
In the verse 9.
第九节
Verse 9 through 11.
到第十一节
O Zion that brings glad tidings, get thee up into a high mountain. O Jerusalem that brings glad tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the city of Judah, Behold your God.
报好信息跟锡安的城啊，你要登高山；报好信息跟耶路撒冷的，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的城邑说：“看了你们的神。”
And God was with them all the time.
神实在是跟他们时时刻刻都在一起的。
But God told them, "You need to seek me. You need to see my face."
但是神却告诉他们说：“你要寻求我的面。”
Behold your God.
看了你们的神
That's source of our help.
我们的帮助是有来源的
If we rely on people, your friends,
如果我们是靠着我们的朋友我们的靠着人
Sooner or later, you'll be disappointed.
迟早我们会失望的
God only is our help.
因为只有神才是我们唯一的帮助
So here it says, get thee up to a high mountain.
所以在这告诉我们说我们要登到高山上
How can we see God?
怎么样能够看到神呢
Get yourself to the high mountain.
让你爬到山上去。
In this chapter 40, it's very interesting when you read through the chapter 40.
那我们要看到第40章的话我们发现了一个很有趣的事。
It's a chapter of high grounds.
这一章实在是关于我们要登高的一个章节。
It has a lot of places talk about how high it is.We want to see God, we have to be up very high.
在这章里面很多地方在谈到说当我们要寻求神的时候我们要站到高地在这个里面很多讲到高的地方。
See, in the verse 9 it says,
比如说在第九节
It says, get thee up into high mountain.
你们要登高山。
In verse 22,
第22节
It tells us that God actually sits in the very high above, maybe in the outer space, looking down. So he says, 22, he says, it is he, God, who sits upon the circle of the earth.
第二十二集实在是给我们看到我们的神是站在很高的天上甚至到外太空。比如说二十二集讲到说他坐在地球的大圈之上。
How can you see a earth as a circle, as a globe?
你怎么样看到这个地球是圆的呢
Unless you're very high up.
除非你站得非常非常的高。
It's not only space, but outer space.
你应该到外太空你才能看得见。
It's like sitting in a satellite.
好像你要看到要坐在那个卫星上。
Then you see the whole globe.
那你就会看到整个地球。
And verse 26, it tells us,
第二十六节又告诉我们,
lift up your eyes on high.
你们要向上举目。
And see.
看
and verse 31
第三十一节
God tells us to see the things as the eagles you know, eagles see things from high above
他神要让我们像鹰一样的来看鹰看大地的时候是飞在天空中
so in 31 he says they shall mount up with wings as eagle
所以说在第三十一节说他们必如鹰展翅上腾
See, whole the chapter full of these words of the heights, at the high grounds, very high in the air.
看到没有？这一章实在是很多地方都告诉我们，你们要站在很高的地方，要在世界之上。
When you're in a mountain top, very high mountain top, you feel like what do you do first?
你们当登到更高的山上的时候，你们站在山顶上，你们感觉是什么？
What do you want to do first, Jason?
你要做什么 ，Jason？
Look down.
Look
down. If I'm on a high mountain, I like to shout.
在如果是我要是站在高山顶上的话，我想做的就是要大声的呼喊。
If you ever been a high mountain, a mountain top, you want to say hello.
你要是站在很高的山上，可能你试过没有？你大声喊。
And let the hill. And you let the hill echo coming from all the valleys down there.
你就想象听进去，看看有没有那个回音从那个对面的山返回过来的。
I think that's why this whole chapter has this four times you find the word shout, cry.
这是为什么在第四十章你实在要看到。有四个字都是有呼喊的意思。
All these four voices we just heard.
这四个我们刚才说的四种声音的时候。
They all shouted out.
他实在是都是说要大声的呼喊出来。
I think we have to see that this is the image of people standing on a high mountain.
实在是要看看当我们坐在山顶上的时候来看看下面的一些景象。
They're saying, Behold your God!
大声的呼喊说看了你的神。
It's not whispering.
不是简单的悄悄的说话。
I hope that the word "Behold your God" echo from your heart.
我实在是希望看到你们神这句话是在你的心中被回，好像有回音。
I think the reason why God wants to get us up in a high mountain.
我觉得神为什么让我们要登到高山上
？Because when you are up there.You see things differently.
因为当你站在那个山顶上的时候，你看事情是完全不一样的。
Have you ever been on an airplane?
你们有没有坐过飞机
？As the airplane takes off.
当飞机开始起飞的时候
，And you look down through the window.
你从窗子往外看
，All the structures human made gets smaller and smaller.
人造的各种建筑物的话，你会发觉到越来越小。
Right, the car become like this big and this big, and then later on, it's very small.
那个汽车就越来越小，越来越小，最后好像只有一点点大。
The building become smaller, smaller.
那个建筑物也越来越小。
Because when we see from on high,
当我们从高处往外看的时候，往下看的时候
，the problem we face,
我们所遇见的问题呢
？Your problem, your difficulties.
你的问题，你的难处
，will become smaller and smaller，
就会变得越来越小。
Because I give you a different perspective，
因为实在是给你看了个更大的一个远景。
If you stare at your problem，
如果你盯着你的问题
，every day you think about your problem，
每一天你都想你的难处
，your problem will grow bigger and bigger and bigger，
那你的难处就会越来越大。
Until one day you cannot bear it anymore，
那总算到一天你实在是难以忍受。
Until one day you get crazy。
直到有一天你变得好像要发疯了。
That's not the way God wants to help us.
这实在不是神帮助我们的方法。
God wants us to be on the high mountain top.
神实在是让我们要登到高山上去。
God wants to take us to the outer space.
神实在是让我们要带到外太空去。
God wants us to be like eagles.
神让我们要像老鹰一样。
To see things as He sees.
使我们看到的事情就是神看到的事情一样。
The Colossians, we see that Galatians in the New Testament.
在哥罗西书，在新约的哥罗西书
，It says, "Set your mind on the things above."
讲到说，我们要思念上面的事情
，not on the things on the earth.
而不是地上的事。
Yes, we have problems.
是的，我们确实有问题。
That's God, those problems are measured by God.
这些问题实在是神都已经量过了。
So that we can see things.From God's perspective.
所以我们可以从神的眼光来看这些事情。
And when you're on top,
当我们在上面的时候
when you see, look down, and you see the whole creation, you find out two things.
我们看到神所创造的一切的奇妙的物的话，奇妙的创造的话，我们发现有两件事情。
One is how great God is.
一件事情就是我们的神是多么的伟大。
Second thing is how small our problems are.
第二件事情就是我们的问题是多么的小。
That's why God wants us to be on high mountain.
这是为什么神让我们要站在高山之上。
Take us to the outer space.
让我们到外太空去。
Make us become like eagles.
让我们像老鹰一样。
Because only then we can see how great God is.
只有那样的我们才能看到我们的神是多么的伟大。
And in comparison, how small our problems are.
相较之下我们自己的问题是如何的渺小。
And it started from verse 12.
从第十二节开始。
It talks about the three things we can discover, greatness of God.
那跟我们讲到有三件关于我们的神是多么的伟大。
In verse 12 it says, Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and made it out the heavens with his span, and grasped the dust of the earth in the measure, and weighed the mountains in the balance, and hills in the scales?
谁曾用手心量诸水，用手斧口量苍天，用升斗升大地的尘土，用秤称山巅，用天平评纲领呢？
If you see from high mountain, you see the whole creation.
如果我们站在大高山上，我们看到神所创造的一切。
God says, "Try to measure my creation with your hand."
神说你用你就用想想用你的手来量量，神的创造。
Try to measure how big the ocean is with your hand.
用你的手来量量这个大洋有多海洋有多大。
Try to measure the sky with your hand.
用你的手来量量这个苍天有多大。
Try to weigh the mountains on your scale.
用你的天平来称这个山。
We cannot do that.
我们实在不能做这个。
Because his creation is so big, so vast.
因为他的创造实在是如此的浩大。
God who created it.It's bigger, greater.
神所创造的 是很大的。
In comparison,
与我们的事情相比
，the problem becomes so small.
我们的问题是如此的渺小。
Like a dust,
像一个灰尘一样。
Second thing he likes to know when we are on the mountain is find out God's infinite wisdom.
第二件事情，他要让我们看见的，当我们站在山顶上的时候，是神的智慧。
When you look at the mountains.
当我们看高山的时候
you can see the wisdom of God.
我们可以看到神的智慧
and we can rest on his arrangement.
我们实在是可以安息在他的安排之中
Everything befalls me, there's a good reason.
我们所经历的每一件事情在我面前都是有原因的
There's a perfect will of God behind it.
在后面都有神自己的意思
Why I have such spouse?
为什么我有这样的太太
She won't change for 20 years.
因为20年了她还是 不改变。
Or knowing me with over the same thing for 20 years.
我一直在烦我这20年来。
Why do I have such parents?
为什么我有这样的父母
Control freak.
她好像把我管得太严了。
Why do I have such children?
为什么我有这样的孩子
If you see God as He is,
如果你看神就像他真实的那样
we rest in peace.
我们就会有安息
It's all arranged by His infinite wisdom.
因为所有这一切都是他无限的智慧所安排，再安排。
And third thing we find out is the nations and inhabitants of earth, and princes and judges.
那第三件事情我们要看到的就是地球上的居住的人，还有那些。在位的那些君王那些掌权的
For Israel, those are the people who oppress them.
在对以色列说就是那些压迫他们的人
They are dispersed in among all nations.
因为以色列人实在是分散到每一个国家很多国家
And peoples oppress them.
那儿的人当地的人一直在压迫他们
Princes and judges oppress them.
那些君王那些君王一直都在压迫他们。
But see from on high how they become.
但是从天上来看，那么这些都变成什么呢
？In verse 15, he says.
在第十五节说
，The nations are esteemed just as drop of the bucket.
看了万民都像水桶的一滴。
And as a fine dust on the scale.
就像天平上的微尘。
He take up the isles as an atom.
他聚起总海岛好像积微之物
17
第17节
All the nations are as nothing before him.
万民在他面前好像虚无。
They are esteemed by him less than a cipher and vanity.
被他看为不及虚无乃是虚空。
He says less than nothing.
就讲到实在是比虚无还要小。
They are oppressed by those nations, by those people, by judges and princes, but in God's eye, God says they are nothing.
尽管以色列民被这个周围的这些君王、这些在位的压迫他们， 但是在神的面前，这些君王们是不如虚空。
You know, when I went to an interview,
有一次我去面试，
I always tell myself,
我对我自己说，
they are nothing.
他们什么都不是。
Otherwise, I got very nervous.
因为他跟我面试的那个人，如果说我不这么想的话，我就会很紧张。
So every time I went to one interview,
每一次我去面试工作的时候,
I remind myself these verses.
我就反复提醒我就是这句话。
His princes, judges, the nations in God's eyes, nothing.
那些君王、那些统治者在我的面前根本算不得什么。
The one who interviewed me, it's nothing.
那个要跟我面试的那个人，他。 什么都不是。
It's not to look down on that person.
当然我的意思不是说要低看那个人。
But it just boosts your confidence.
实在是给我有信心。
The God I trust, what kind of God he is.
我所信赖的神是什么样的神。
So every time I went to interview, I feel very confident.
所以每一次我去面试的时候，我总是充满了信心。
Even though I didn't get a job, I think that the interview went very well.
即使我实在是我没有得到工作，但是我还是觉得那个面试是非常成功的。You
may need to do the same thing.
你也应该这样去做。Think
on things on above.
想想上面的事情。Think
of how great God is.
想想我们的神是多么的伟大。Think
of all these problems, all these things that we fear is nothing, less than nothing to God.
然后再来看看我们今天所面对的一切的难处，实在是渺小的。That's
what God wants us to do.
这就是神要我们做的。See
the problem. As he sees it.
就是我们看问题要像神看问题一样。And
finally in this chapter, God turned again to encourage those who wait on him.
最后在这章中神来鼓励那些回转归向他的人说,
You know, when we wait on the Lord, it's very difficult. It's very difficult.
有时候是很困难的。
The waiting is most difficult lesson a child of God had to learn.
有时候我们等候我们的神是我们要所学的功课中最难的一件。
And sometimes we just feel like we are at the point of giving it up.
我们常常在等候的时候，我们感觉到等到一个地步，我们实在是需要放弃。
And here in 27 it says,
在第27章27节告诉我们说,
Lord God turned to his people.
神 转向他的子民,
God asked him this question.
神对他们说,
Why sayest thou, Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hidden from Jehovah, and my right is passed away, overlooked from my God.
神问他的百姓说, 雅各啊, 你为何说, 我的道路向耶和华隐藏, 以色列啊, 你为何言, 我的冤屈, 神并不察问。
They must be in suffering and difficulty for a very long time.
实在说来，这些以色列民，他们实在是已经经历了很长时间的苦难。
And they feel that God forgot about them.
他们好像感觉到神已经把他们忘却了。
God overlooked their needs.
神已经忽略了他们的需要。
God does not care about their needs.
神也不关心他们的需要。
So they have that question in their heart.
所以在他们心中，他们好像有一个疑问。
And God said, Why do you say that?
所以神说, 你为什么你们会这么想呢?
And 28 through 31 is the most encouraging words in the Bible.
从第28节到31节是圣经里边最鼓励我们的话。
He said, Does thou not know, hast thou not heard, that everlasting God Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, nor tireth?
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造地基的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
29. He giveth power to the faint. To him that hath no might, he increases strength.
疲乏的他赐能力, 软弱的他加力量。
God is not fainted.
神并不是软弱疲乏的。
God does not overlook us.
神从来不忽略我们。
God says, instead, I give strength, power to those who are weak.
其实神说, 缺乏的他都是要赐给能力。
You know, my daughter is very interesting, the third one.
我的第三个女儿, 她是非常有趣的。
Sometimes she asks her mom, Mom, what you're doing if her mom leave her side?
她有时候问她的妈妈, 如果她没看到她母亲的时候, 她说, 妈妈你在做什么呀?
Her mom said, I brush my teeth.
她妈妈说我在刷我的牙呢。
Or I want to do this at that.
或者说我在做这个做那个。
She'll say, What do you next after you brush your teeth?
她小女儿会说，那你刷完牙以后你要干什么？
And her mom starts to chuckle.
她妈妈开始笑。
Why do you ask that?
为什么你要问这个？
And my daughter will say, I don't want you to go to sleep.
女儿说, 我不要你睡觉。
I want to stay up here right with me while I do the homework.
我要你跟我在一起当我在做我的那个家庭作业的时候。
So it's like Israel or people in need, in difficulty. They felt that God is asleep.
就像以色列人或者说那些需要帮助的人那样, 他们常常觉得神好像在睡觉。
Didn't know what's going on, what happened to them.
好像不知道, 以至于神不知道他们所经历的是什么。
They want God always there.
他们实在是希望神跟他们一直在一起。
God said, I'm always there.
神实在是说, 我一直是在那儿的, 我一直是在那儿的。
I'm helping you and give you strength and power.
我实在是一直在帮助你, 使你有更多的能力, 更多的力量。
When you feel that you're almost at the point of giving up,
当你感觉到你自己需要放弃了的时候,
It's me there to support you.
他实在在那儿来帮助你。
You see that there's a picture, it's very famous, it's called Footprints.
有一幅画, 很有名的, 这幅画的名字叫做脚踪。
And it says, a person look back all his life, it's like all his life is like a footprints on the beach.
有一个人就像有一个人他在回顾自己一生的时候, 就好像是他在沙滩上行走回过头。
And then he saw you know, a lot of times that there's two sets of footprints.
很多的时候他实在是看到有两个人的脚印。
The Lord's and his.
在这个沙滩上有两个人的脚印, 一个是他的, 一个是神的。
And but he noticed that at a certain time that when he experienced most the difficulties, there's only one set of footprints on the beach.
但当到了难处的时候, 他会发觉到这个两双的脚印变成了一双了。
And he wonders, he asked God.
所以他就感到很疑惑, 他就问神,
Why when I was in most difficult time, when I need you most, you left me alone?
他问神说, 为什么在我最困难的时候, 最需要帮助的时候, 你却离开了我呢?
And God told him,
神告诉他,
That one set of footprints, when you are in difficult times, are mine, not yours.
神告诉他说, 当你在困难的时候, 你只看到一双脚印在那个沙滩上, 那双脚印不是你的, 是我的。
I hold you up in my arms.
我实在是把你抱在我的怀中。
So in this verse 11,
在第11节,
he said, God will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm.
在11节讲到说, 神必向牧人牧养自己的羊群, 用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中。
And he says in the 31,
在第31节又这么讲,
But they that wait upon Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not tire, shall walk and not faint.
第三十一节，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
When we wait,
当我们等的时候，
When we are waiting to wait for the Lord,
当我们在等待神的时候，
We're telling God that I trust you.
我们实在是在告诉神说，我信赖你。
I trust your ways.
我信赖你。
I trust your time is best time.
我相信你的时间是最好的时间。
I trust your way is the best way.
我相信你自己的道路是最好的道路。
Waiting means that we trust.
等候实在是向我们说，我们相信。
Wait for him to provide us at the right time, at his time.
在等候他看为最好的时候，他给我们帮助。
And he says, you will mount up with the wings like eagles.
就像这章这节说的，我们如鹰展翅上腾。
And we see all the problems, all the things from high above like eagles.
就像我们像鹰飞到很高很高的地方的时候，再来看我们的问题。
And we see the things from eyes of God.
我们从神的眼中来看我们事情。
Because we behold our own God.
因为我们实在是看我们的神。
So may the Lord bless each one of us.
愿神祝福我们每一个人。
To hear the shout from the Lord.
听到神大声的呼喊。
Behold your God.
看到你们的神。
Get you up to the high mountain.
爬到高山上去。
Soar like an eagle.
像鹰一样的展翅上腾。
I'll be there to help you.
神会在那儿帮助你。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, thank you for your holy word.
父啊，谢谢你圣洁的话语。
May you teach each one of us through the Holy Spirit.
愿你借着你的圣灵教导我们每一个人。
Let us treasure your word in our heart.
让我们在我们的心里珍藏你的话语。
Let everyone hear.
每一个人都能听到。
Hear your word.
听见你的话语。
And receive power from your word.
通过你的话语得着能力。
So that we can still wait on you.
使我们能够再一次等待你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.